It's official. Seattle's much-anticipated bike share program will launch with 500 bikes in September. A big grant from Alaska Airlines is making it possible. More from KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Holly Hauser is the executive director of what was previously known as Puget Sound Bike Share. Now that they have $2.5 million from Alaska Airlines, they've unveiled bright green and blue mock-ups and announced the program will be called Pronto Emerald City Cycle Share.
And now we actually have a launch date that we can say, you know, at the end of September, we will for sure be launching.
Hauser admits it's been a bit of a bumpy ride, with their bike supplier going bankrupt in January and a dearth of sponsorships delaying the launch from spring. But now Seattle is joining hundreds of other cities around the country, providing a network of kiosks where you can pick up or drop off a bike. The idea is to provide convenient connections for that last mile of a commute, or for short trips between 50 stations that will go up in the University District, South Lake Union, downtown, and Capitol Hill.
We have determined a number of viable locations for those stations, but we are now going out to the public for input in terms of how we whittle those down and what end up being our final station locations.
Sign-ups for memberships will start in August. Fees will range from $8 a day to $85 for a year. Seattle's is the first bike share in the country that has a local law requiring helmets. Those will be available at kiosks, too, for an extra $2 fee. Seattle's bikes will have 7 speeds that are specially calibrated to handle the city's hills and fenders to show off the Alaska Airlines logo and protect riders from the rain. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.